The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now, 1 in 10 women in Ireland are affected by what's called polycystic ovary syndrome. It's a common condition that can affect hormones, periods, fertility. And dietitian Orla Walsh is here to help talk about that and also to talk about TikTok trends in food. Good morning, Orla.
Good morning, and thanks for having me on again.
TikTok trends.
Yes, there's lots of TikTok trends, and it's unfortunately, a lot of people get their nutritional information from social media, and that's why we need more doctors, nurses, dietitians, speech and language therapists, and all the therapists and healthcare practitioners on these social media sites to provide information that people can trust, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. And I find a lot of what I do on social media, a lot of the questions I get, just say on Instagram, would be, you know, just trying to get me to clear up these myths.
Yeah, what sort of things? Not, you don't have to be absolutely specific, but what kind of misguided information comes across?
Well, I suppose the one that annoys me the most at the moment is the glucose spikes and people being told that they shouldn't be eating porridge in the morning or oat milk, and that it's just sugar and water and all of this nonsense, none of which are true. A bowl of porridge is a very healthy breakfast, and you can balance it with proteins, fats and fibres. Sure. And, you know, there's just a lot of scaremongering about oats at the moment. But there's also people pushing on unhelpful supplements too.
Yeah.
One of them would be berberine, which we do use in PCOS sometimes, and it's a herb, but you wouldn't be getting people to buy herbs off the internet. Yeah. And without, a healthcare provider.
But oats being bad for you in some way. Oats are the best thing for you.
Yeah, and it's undermining what we're doing. The other one is seed oils. They're attacking seed oils at the moment, like rapeseed oil. And I think as dietitians, we're nearly blue in the face saying reduce your saturated fat, increase your unsaturated fat. And picking on rapeseed oil is annoying because it's rich in monounsaturated fats, rich in plant omega-3s. We want you to be consuming it.
So how do you combat all that? Just by batting away all the time?
Yeah, but unfortunately, us healthcare professionals don't tend to be as interesting on social media because we can't be spouting mistruths. So you're up against people that, you know, they're not regulated and they can do and say what they like.
All right. Now, the other thing is something that's very real. 1 in 10 women in Ireland affected by polycystic ovary syndrome. What is that?
Well, it's a condition that has endocrine, reproductive, metabolic, cardiac, dermatologic, psychological features. There's lots of things associated with PCOS. And I suppose there's a lot of women that would come into me in the clinic and be like, I was told to come back when I wanted to have children if I was struggling to have children. And this association of it being a reproductive issue, an issue alone, is unhelpful. Because really, I suppose if we use the Rotterdam criteria, you need 2 out of 3 features. And one is what looks like cysts on the ovaries. They're not cysts on the ovaries, but you need an ultrasound for that. But the other two is simply, do you have irregular periods or no period? And the other question is, do you have clinical signs of having excess androgens and testosterone, such as hair loss on the top of your head, acne, and hair gain where you don't want it? And there's lots of features associated with PCOS that I said. And, you know, considering the sheer amount of women that have PCOS.
1 in 10.
1 in 10. It's a lot. And diet and lifestyle is so incredibly important. And I suppose there's two big areas that we're looking at. And one of them is trying to reduce the risk of diabetes, because one study suggested that around 40% of women with PCOS had pre-diabetes by their 40th decade. So you're up to 3 to 5 times the risk of type 2 diabetes. The other is sleep apnea, which 1 in 3 women with PCOS can are at risk of developing in their lifetime. And, you know, how you might know that you have sleep apnea is you wake up in the morning and you never feel refreshed. You're always groggy. You're always tired. And I suppose if you're concerned by any of this, it's really important to go to your GP. Yeah. and discuss it with them. And you can get blood tests to check.
Okay. So if you find that you have it, I mean, you're a dietitian, so what foods might help the condition?
Yeah, so there's lots to focus on. So there would be the likes of the Mediterranean style diet, or what's also called a DASH diet or an anti-inflammatory diet. Really, it's just a healthy eating pattern. We do tend to focus on more protein and more fiber, but there are supplements that we look at with regards to PCOS, such as one called inositol, but also make sure they're taking vitamin D, perhaps considering magnesium and omega-3.
Now, question. I've been diagnosed with PCOS and I'm struggling with weight management. What are some effective strategies?
Okay, there's a lot of things to consider here. And one thing is, it's not just how much you're eating. So don't just look at calories, but also look at where your calories have come from and when you're eating them. So there was one bit of research done in women with PCOS, and it just pulled more of the food to the first half of the day. And that study within 90 days showed testosterone reducing by 50% and insulin resistance reducing by 50%. So powerful, big results.
Okay. Now, someone asks, can PCOS affect my fertility, which is kind of serious, and therefore could diet actually improve your fertility?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, what I see a lot in terms of in my clinic and even people availing on my course online. And really, I guess the same rules apply. You're trying to manage insulin resistance. You're trying to steady blood sugar levels. And in doing so, you can help reduce testosterone and then the disruption in the hormone cycle, which leads to irregular periods. The problem with irregular periods, just say if you're having less than 9 periods a year, is that you've less than 9 chances to conceive. So it's not just the difficulty with conception.
It's a numbers
itself.
Game.
It's a numbers game. Exactly, Pat.
Yeah. Now, the name polycystic ovary syndrome, poly means many.
Yeah.
And ovary, obviously, cystic means cis. And so are there actual little cysts that are discernible under a scan?
The name is misleading. They look like cysts on a scan. In fact, they look like ovaries around the, or it looks like a string of pearls around the ovaries on a scan. What they are just the follicles. And you have a situation where there's lots of follicles growing and none of them are becoming mature enough to leave every 28 days.
So that's the problem. It's an irregularity in the normal growth pattern
of the follicles and the release of them. And that's if the follicle isn't released, it can disrupt then the menstrual cycle.
Okay. Generally speaking, a good diet, I mean, we talk about it all the time. You breakfast like a king, isn't it? Lunch like a prince and dine like a pauper. Is that still true today in this busy world we live in?
It is, and it's more so true for the women with PCOS as well. But we would actually increase protein. So from somewhere, on a general basis, most people's protein intake might be 15% of the calories. But in PCOS, you could bring it all the way up to even 40% in some cases in order to control the symptoms.
This is a worrying text. What about the TikTok trend telling young women to skip contraception because the hormones are bad for you?
Yeah, that is definitely worrying. And there's a lot of misinformation there. And there's a lot of benefits of taking the oral contraceptive pill. But I won't overstep into a lane and leave that to the medical doctors. But I wouldn't be espousing that advice on my Instagram account, I'll tell you.
Orla, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.